Hi, and welcome to Hogan Willig's Legal Easy. Here today, I'm with Elizabeth DePiro. She's a supervising attorney in our marital and family law group. And here we're here to talk about same-sex marriages. And everyone knows that we have some new decisions in our state recognizing the status of same-sex couples. And we have Beth to talk to us about it today. Beth, are there any special challenges that you feel a legal practitioner has in advising clients in same-sex marriages?
No, I think that nowadays same-sex couples meet the same obstacles and hurdles that heterosexual couples meet in the context of the court system. They deal with the same issues, whether it has to do with custody, access, division of property, support. Those are all the same issues that come into play in a heterosexual divorce, and they exist too now with the gay divorce.
Is there any special court decisions or guidance that we get from the courts on same-sex marriages?
Well, recently, over the summer, the New York State Court of Appeals, our highest court in New York State, came out with a pivotal decision that really expanded the legal definition of parent. In that case, a lesbian couple from Chautauqua County separated. They had conceived a child during their relationship, and they had done it through a surrogate. And the non-biological parent, if you will, even stayed home and reared the child for a year prior to their separation. And then when they separated, had a little bit of access until the biological parent totally shut that off. When the non-biological parent went to seek custody and access rights to this child in family court, she was denied. And that continued through the appellate division, and it finally took the Court of Appeals to come out with a ruling that said, no, this in fact is a parent in the eyes of the law, and it was a great turnaround for the gay and lesbian community to see that they now have rights when they take on a role as significant as parenting a child in that type of relationship.
Do you see that echoed in our local bar? Do you see, or rather our local bench, do you see that that same openness towards towards the concept of same-sex marriage, or kind of the non-traditional definition of a parent?
I have, and it's ironic that a couple years ago I was involved as an attorney representing a child born from a same-sex couple, and again the same type of situation occurred where there was a breakup of the relationship, and the non-biological parent, if you will, I take that back because he wasn't biological. In this case, in this particular case, the biological parent donated her egg to the mother that conceived and gave birth to this child, and then his rights were questioned, or her rights were questioned to the as a parent to this child, and our Supreme Court Judge Nowak ruled in favor of this non-birth-giving parent having rights to this child, and it was really, I thought, a very powerful decision that he rendered. It recognized this individual's interest in having a baby and continuing to parent this child, and he provided for a way to do that. And we've resolved that by agreement after the trial, and then to have it kind of affirmed by the Court of Appeals a couple years later was really very rewarding to see.
Right. That's so good news that there's acceptance and carry forward of what was started a while back in this country in terms of the recognitions provided. As a practitioner, is there any special hurdle or any specific or emphasized advice that you give to a same-sex couple either going into a marriage, or is there anything different?
I think I would tend to give them the same advice, and that advice would be that to consider getting a prenuptial agreement. And the reason why I think a prenuptial agreement can be important is because it will open up the floor to discussion about what they intend to do in terms of amassing wealth and how it will be titled, and then, you know, in the event of a separation or a divorce, how they will distribute that property. Our courts treat divorcing couples as the end of an economic partnership, and it kind of sounds very sterile considering the emotional connection that the people have and so forth, but in the end, that's really what it is. So I think that's a great discussion to have before you enter into, you know, marriage. And I think that, you know, having that knowledge about what your partner perceives as a way to handle assets or debt or any of those issues, it can only help understand what you're getting into and whether or not this is the appropriate union to have.
Thanks, Beth, for talking to us today. And we're thinking of having as our topic for next time, visitation and access. We'll have Steve Wiseman from our marital department join us for a chat regarding those issues. Thanks.
Thank you.